The monster finished speaking. He looked at me carefully, waiting for my reply. I was very surprised. I did not know what to say. Then he continued. You must create a female for me, as ugly and terrible as I am. I will be able to live with her and have a friend. Only you can do this. Then I will not be lonely and unhappy. You are responsible for me, and you cannot refuse. I do refuse, I shouted. Shall I create another monster like you? Then two evil monsters will live in the world. Go away. You can do what you want to me. I will never agree. You are wrong, answered the monster. And I will explain. I am bad because I am unhappy. I am hated by everyone. There is no reason for me to like humans. They do not like me. If I cannot have love, I will create fear. I will take revenge on my enemy, you, Frankenstein. The monster looked very angry when he spoke. But if you agree, I promise to leave you alone. We will go far away and live in the forests of South America. I do not eat the same food as humans. I do not kill animals for food. I only eat leaves and fruit. My wife will be the same as me. We will sleep on a bed of dry leaves. We will live quietly, and you will never see us again. I listened to the monster's words. I understood him better now. I was not so angry and afraid. Perhaps he was right. The monster showed that he had deep feelings. I, his creator, had the power to give him happiness. Do you promise that you will never return to Europe? Do you promise that you will never hurt anyone again? I asked. Yes, cried the monster. I promise. Then I agree to your request. Go and start work, and I will wait. When she is ready, I will come back to you. With these words, the monster disappeared across the ice.
End of CD 1.